You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio, broadcasting from the offices of Light Movers in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-hosts, Rob Lael and Ed Bogus from Light Movers. We have a great lineup of guests for you on our show today, including Betsy Hamilton and Sarah Hamilton, realtors at Berkshire Hathaway Fox Roach, followed by Selma Glansberg, realtor at Berkshire Hathaway Fox Roach, then Addie McGowan, realtor Berkshire Hathaway Fox Roach, and finally, Joanne McBride, realtor at Berkshire Hathaway Fox Roach. Let's get to know our first guests, Betsy Hamilton and Sarah Hamilton, realtors at Berkshire Hathaway Fox Roach. Betsy, what is Berkshire Hathaway Foxworth? What are you doing for a living?
I'm a realtor with covering the whole Philadelphia area, selling homes and helping people.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from Penn Valley.
Penn Valley. And how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have an older sister and a younger brother.
So you're the middle of three. And what did mom and dad do for a living when you were a kid?
My mother was a teacher, elementary school teacher. Mm-hmm. My father was in the business world with what is now Aramark, doing a number of things, including mergers and acquisitions.
You're more like your mom or dad?
Probably a combination, very similar to my mother, but very close to my father. And
how are you similar to your mom? How are you similar to your dad?
I think my mother, personality-wise, we were always very close and very similar, simpatico. Mm-hmm. My father, a very warm person, encouraged me a lot as a young woman.
How do you think that affected you, your dad encouraging you as a young woman? How do you think that affected you?
Well, I think he gave me the confidence to try new things. I think he believed in women doing sports. He made sure that my sister and I went to an all-girls school.
What kind of sports did you play?
I played field hockey and lacrosse.
Uh-huh. What was your position on the field hockey team?
I was a fullback.
And tell me a little bit about the personality trait of a fullback on a field hockey team.
Well, your perspective is you can see the whole field, and you have the goalie behind you, and you're strategizing about the positioning and the plays.
So tell me this idea about, you know, being strategy and seeing the whole field. How's that aided you in your business career?
Well, I think I take a look at all the parts and try to work everything to a successful.
What do you mean all the parts? All you're doing is selling a house. What do you mean all the parts? What are you talking about?
Well, the market changes every day, the way buyers are thinking, pulling together all the pieces, inspections, realtors, timing.
Wow, there's more pieces, more moving pieces of this than I realized. Huh, how about that? So I can understand how your perspective really means a great deal. And you also mentioned you played lacrosse. What was your role on the lacrosse team?
Well, I was an attack wing, and I was captain of that team.
Why were you captain of that team? Why did they elect you captain of that team?
I take it as a compliment that I was elected captain, but I love the sport. I love my teammates. I get along well with people.
Was that good because you were good at pulling the team together and keeping it organized or helping everybody move in the same direction, or what was that all about?
I think I had good sportsmanship, too, and I think I just enjoyed the game and enjoyed
good
my teammates.
Good sportsmanship, too. How long have you been a realtor?
16 years.
Uh-huh. So you have pretty healthy relationships with other realtors where you share listings and you're sharing information.
Absolutely.
Regarding different names?
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with the fact that they elected you captain of your lacrosse team?
Well, I think you do have to get along well with everybody on all all levels, and it's true in real estate. It's not it's many relationships
what
are
was
very important.
What was your favorite subject in school?
Math.
Uh-huh. What's that have to do with what you're doing nowadays?
Well, maybe it's organization. I just like the way it fits pieces together in math. It just makes sense.
Interesting. So that goes back to watching the whole field when you were fullback on the field hockey team. It's like you're looking at all the moving pieces all the time, and then you like to keep it organized. And I guess that's one of the reasons you're such a successful realtor is because you keep things organized. You keep everybody moving forward so you can get the deal closed.
Well, it does take a lot of organization, and I think logic, moving stages, being able to see into the future, what the steps should be.
Uh-huh. How interesting. It's fascinating. And sitting next to you is Sarah, your daughter. Sarah, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have a brother and a sister, and I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest of three. And tell us, what kind of sports did you play as a kid?
I was really into swimming, very passionate about swimming.
Why? Tell us a little bit about the personality trait of swimming. What are you talking about?
Well, I think for sure it has something to do with, I like staying in my own lane, which is what swimming is, and competing with myself and focusing my goals on what I want for myself and not getting it distracted or derailed by what other people are trying to do and competing with that, but staying focused on my own.
So you're really driven and focused on your own goals. I mean, you're able to set a goal for yourself and work hard toward it. When you, how young were you when you started making money?
Young. And I know I started babysitting when I was very young.
How young were you, do you think?
Maybe as young as 8 or 10, which is young for babysitting, but I had younger siblings and I was the oldest of all my cousins, so I knew a lot of younger kids to babysit.
So you, I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit though. You mentioned that you were babysitting and you did a lot of babysitting. I think one of the reasons you did a lot of babysitting is because the parents liked what you were doing. What were you doing different than the other babysitters?
Well, I definitely paid attention to the kids. I was really engaged in it and I knew.
What do you mean? Tell me more about that.
You know, I think I knew what it was like to take care of a kid because I was the oldest all the time.
What do you mean it was like to take care? You weren't just sitting there watching TV and eating dinner?
No, I knew, you know, I knew how to change diapers. I knew how to make bottles. I knew how to run around with kids.
You didn't mind doing all that dirty work?
No, I knew that was the job, so.
You knew that was a job, so you're willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done. It goes back to that swimming stuff where you had to get up at 4 a.m. in the cold weather and go hit the pool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I understand. All right. So tell me, you're more like your mom or your dad?
That's tricky. I think I'm more naturally like my dad. I think I share a lot of his skills and interests, but my mom probably is more of my nurturer, and we're both women. And
so. What was your favorite subject in school?
Unlike my mom, who's sitting here with me now, probably history or language arts.
So how do you and your mom complement each other in the business?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely complement each other because I think maybe I'm more visual, creative, think outside of the box. I think my mom's probably more analytical.
Mm-hmm. What have you learned from your mom about business and about yourself?
You know, I had a lot of business experience before I joined my mom. And I think what I've learned from my mom is, you know, if probably a family trait that your reputation is priority because that never goes away and it's all you got. And so it's important to get along with other realtors, have a good reputation with your clients.
So, Betsy, what have you learned from Sarah?
Well, I love Sarah's creative side, you know, whether it's marketing or how a house is staged.
You're actually seeing Sarah do stuff better than you?
Oh, yeah. No, she's very talented in a lot of things. It's great.
So there's just some natural abilities that she has.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as opposed to keeping her down, you're trying to help support her?
Absolutely, yeah.
Tell me more about that. What do you mean?
Well, Sarah has a lot of skills that I just can't do. We call her the family decorator in our family. She's, as she says, extremely visual, but it's not just in physical things and the artistic ability. She also, her thinking is very creative, and it really helps in whether we're negotiating something, coming up with a, you know, she'll see an opportunity in business or for one of our clients that I might not have thought of.
Huh. What do you think of that, Sarah?
Well, it's nice to hear. But no, I think we do work collaboratively together because my mom does respect my opinion and she doesn't try to control me or, you know, correct what I think or say.
Mm-hmm. So you're able to run hard with your mom's support.
Yeah.
You're able to swim those lanes. Earlier we were talking, Rob brought up the fact that he thought, Betsy, that you were humble. And that's an interesting comment. You don't usually hear that about business people. Has humble helped you in your career?
Good question. I think it's probably important in dealing with people, maybe earning respect of some of your clients and so forth.
Wait a minute. I thought the whole thing when you're a realtor is to go and just let them know that you know everything about what needs to get done and tell them what to do. And isn't that the way it works?
That's right. And that's hard for me to do. It's true. So you have to earn respect and earn and you know, you have repeat clients, which we all talk about.
Well, why do you have repeat clients? I thought that, you know, once somebody sold their home, that's the end of the story.
Well, there are referrals. You know, it's absolutely the best thing is when someone refers you because there's a trust factor both ways.
That goes back to what Sarah was saying, what she learned from you, which was about your reputation.
That's right.
Did you purposely teach her about reputation or did that just sort of like come about?
I think always being ethical and treating others as you would want to be treated is something I grew up learning, and I hope I instilled that in my children.
Hey, Sarah, that stuff about reputation, did your mother tell you that or did you just sort of like observe that?
Probably both.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so you guys like get in the car together and drive places and talk business on the way and stuff like that?
Yeah, actually, before I got into real estate, mm-hmm. I would talk to my mom about it. She'd talk about, you know, some of the in the abstract without being sparing confidentiality, yeah, what it was like.
So you guys really do talk about business. You really enjoy working together.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. I mean, yeah, you don't really hear that stuff about, you know, business and everybody getting along. And you guys work together day in and day out.
Absolutely.
I guess you're really doing it because you're working together as a team. I guess you're really servicing your clients better. What's the website address for this organization that is Berkshire Hathaway Fox Roach?
We're mostly on Facebook. So you can follow us at the Betsy Hamilton Team on Facebook.
Betsy Hamilton Team on Facebook.
And we're also on Instagram under the same name. So that's how we communicate.
Betsy Hamilton on Facebook as well as on Instagram.
Yeah.
All right. This is Herb Cohen. This has been... don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com. Learn more about our executive leaders. We'll be back in a moment right after this break. 11 minutes. We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-hosts, Rob Lael and Ed Bogus from Light Movers. I'd like to introduce Selma Glansberg, realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Fox Roach. Selma, tell me, what do you do at Berkshire Hathaway Fox Roach? What's the job of a realtor?
To make people happy.
Ah, to make people happy. I thought you were going to tell me to sell real estate. Tell me about that. Where'd you grow up, 8 to 14 years old? Where'd you grow up?
In Winfield.
In Winfield. That's a suburb of Philadelphia.
Correct.
And tell me a little bit about what was going on with you, 8 to 14. How were you feeling about yourself and so on and so forth?
I'm on the little side.
Yeah.
And I always had an inferiority complex. Mm-hmm. I was very shy. And
you were shy?
Yes, I was.
Uh-huh. And you found, and you had an inferiority complex because you were one of the shorter kids. And tell me, you mentioned when you were 14 years old, your dad did something. What was he doing at that point?
My dad ran for municipal court judge.
Uh-huh. And so he ran for a judge. Did you play any role in that election?
I did.
What was your role in that election?
I used to ring doorbells and introduce myself to people in the shopping centers, tell them that my dad was running for judge, and I would appreciate if they would vote for him.
You were doing that when you were 14 years old, even though you were shy, and you were only 14.
Yes.
It sounds like you were overcoming your shyness when your father was running for office at the age of 14.
Well, I knew he would be great, and he was. And
what's that have to do with what you're doing nowadays? The fact that you were sitting at the shopping center telling everybody about your dad when you were 14, even though you were supposed to be shy. What's that have to do with what you're doing nowadays?
I'm not shy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not grown.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have confidence and I feel good about myself.
Mm-hmm. And isn't that what you're doing nowadays in terms of helping sell real estate? Is you're introducing yourself to people and you're helping make the deal happen like you were helping your dad? Is there a parallel there?
Yes. I get, as I look back, there is a parallel. I'd like to see people happy, mm-hmm. and I enjoy seeing the end results being a very positive.
When you say the end result, what are you talking about there? What do you mean?
Whether they're buying or selling, mm-hmm. I want them happy.
Huh. So it's not necessarily for the money you're doing what you're doing. You want to make people happy?
Well, it's also for the money, too.
Uh-huh. earlier you mentioned to me that, 95%, actually you mentioned to me that that you like cooking and that many times your clients know what you're making for dinner tonight. Why would that be?
I have a close relationship with a lot of my clients and they know I enjoy cooking. Mm-hmm. It's a great outlet for me, mm-hmm. and my way of relaxing.
So they know this about you. You share with your clients stuff about you personally? I thought business was business and you keep the two separate.
Certain clients are certain clients, mm-hmm. and certain business is certain business.
So you really enjoy the relationship you have with your clients.
I enjoy the relationship, and I love what I'm doing.
Uh-huh. Do these clients ever come back to you a second or third time or refer you other clients?
Maybe. I have one. Mm-hmm. 7 times.
So you have long-term. How long have you been doing this?
let's say over 35 years.
So you have long-term relationships in terms of the people you've met over the course of time. And probably part of that is because, you know, you're sharing about yourself. Do you still feel shy? Do you feel shy as a, you know, like you did as a kid?
Absolutely no.
Absolutely not, because it sounds like you put yourself on the line like you did at that shopping center. Is that true?
I'm also on shopping carts, so I like shopping centers.
So tell me a little bit about, tell us about, what did Mom do for a living?
Mom was a homemaker and a great homemaker and a very warm, loving person.
Mm-hmm. How does your mom's warm, loving nature help you in business? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I like people. I try to have a warm business relationship with them. Sometimes it gets to be more than just a business relationship. And I'm very family oriented. Mm-hmm. And my mother was too. Mm-hmm. So I have the traits of my mother and I have the traits of my father.
Well, tell me about your father's personality traits. What do you mean?
My father was a real go-getter and he was little too. And when he sat on the bench, they used to give him a stool so he could see the prisoners he was putting away. And it gave me confidence that no matter how tall or short you are, it's what you have inside that counts.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
What I mean is you have to feel good about yourself. Hmm. And when you feel good about yourself, it transmits to other people.
Did you ever see your dad work as a judge?
Definitely.
What did you think of him? What, when you saw him up front, what was the feeling going through you?
He was a very caring person, and many times on a Saturday night when we had nothing else to do and he was down at the roundhouse, we used to go watch, and that was our entertainment because he was really a pleasure to watch.
So the roundhouse is the police building.
That's correct.
So your dad was a judge at the police building on Saturday night sometime.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of respect for your father, don't you?
I do.
And a lot of other people did as well.
They certainly did.
Do you try to engender that in your clients, with your clients?
Respect for my clients?
Yeah. And the fact that you want them to respecting you?
Yes. My father taught me one thing. Do unto others as you want them to do to you. And I've always said, turn the tables. And I can absolutely say that my relationship with my fellow realtors is great. They're just wonderful. We're a great group of people.
Give me that, you do unto others. Give me that thing your father told you again, and tell me how that relates to what you're doing nowadays and the success you've had. Because I thought business was all blood and guts. You sue people, you cheat, you steal. I mean, I thought that's what I read in the newspapers.
The newspapers aren't always right.
Tell me what you mean by what your father taught you. Tell me that again.
If someone is being nice to you, you want to be nice to them. If they're not being nice to you, you try to find out where the median is that you can work it out in an amicable way.
What? That's not what I read. I'm telling you, I read the newspapers. It's about suing people and people fighting. And you're telling me that if somebody's nice to you, you should be nice back to them. And if they're not, you still try to figure out a way to work with them?
Yes.
Your father taught you that?
Mm-hmm.
And he was a judge?
Yes, he was.
What'd you get from your mom that helps you in business? Give me that piece again.
From my mom, I got a warmth and nurturing. And she loved her family. And I love my family.
When you say warmth and love, when you're helping somebody sell a home, does that come through the fact you're caring this and you're guiding this in terms of helping them prepare their home for sale?
Yes.
So you're going in there, you're acting like, sometimes you're acting like their mother, I guess, trying to help them get everything prepared.
It's all according if they want the motherly type or not.
I see. All right. So you're flexible in your approach.
I am.
Uh-huh. So you'll try to be nice to them, or you'll try to meet them on a middle ground. It's going back to what you were saying earlier.
But I'm always trying to be honest with them.
You're always trying to be honest with them. Boy, that's not something you read in the newspapers either. Where'd that come from? Was that from Mom or Dad?
From both.
They both taught you about being honest, huh? What's that website address we were talking about earlier? What's your website address? It's, if I remember correctly, it's SelmaGlansberg.com.
That's correct.
How do you spell that?
GL
It's SELMAGLANZBERG. All right, let me just go run this. SelmaGlansberg.com. Don't forget to visit our website. It's executiveleadersradio.com. Learn more about our executive leaders. It's executiveleadersradio.com. To learn more about our executive leaders, we'll be back in a moment right after this break. Boom. I was running out of time here. That's the reason I... We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-hosts Rob Lael and Ed Bogus from Light Movers. I'd like to introduce Addy McGowan, who's a realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Fox Roach. Addy, tell me a little bit about, where you're from and how long have you been a realtor selling real estate?
I grew up in this area.
What area is that?
I grew up in Villanova. I was born in Bryn Mawr.
Mm-hmm. It was a suburb of Philadelphia.
Lived here all my life, and I've been doing this for 32 years.
So you've been a realtor for 32 years. And Villanova is a suburb of Philadelphia. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Three sisters. I'm the second in the line. There's an eight-year gap between my older sister and I, and then my baby sister's 17 years younger than the oldest.
So you're the middle sister.
Yes.
Uh-huh. How'd that affect you being the middle sister?
Well, I think my other sister was 8 years older, so I was kind of the new thing, and I think I had to prove myself.
Ah, okay. So tell us about what was happening with boats 8 to 14 years old in terms of proving yourself.
Okay, well, when I was 8 years old, my father bought me an old Moth sailboat, and he took me back to the yacht club, and I started taking sailing lessons. And by the time I was 15, I had won an international Moth regatta.
So how young were you when you started playing with these boats?
I was 8.
And you won, and what did you win at 15?
I was won an international Moth regatta.
So I can understand what you meant by proving yourself. So you won this. How do you like the feeling of winning?
Well, I liked it. I started at 8 and didn't know anything, and I did it consistently every summer and started traveling on the circuit, and I started to get better and better and winning races, winning regattas, and went to the nationals and the internationals. So I became very competitive.
So you, it sounds to me like you were competitive. It sounds to me like you're also pretty persistent. Am I correct about that?
Yes. If you stick with it, and I wasn't as good at other sports, but, you know, I guess I found my niche, and, I played a lot of sports, but I really found my niche with the sailing.
Uh-huh. Tell me about this stick-with-it-ness, this tenaciousness. Has that had any effect on your business career?
Well, I think,
32 years as a realtor?
Yeah, I learned to do it, and I like sticking with things, and I like seeing the results.
Oh, wait a minute. I just realized your professional career is the same thing as happened with that boat, where you just stuck with it every summer, and you got better and better and better, and you won. It's the same thing with your professional career as being a realtor. You just like constantly improving, don't you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What did mom and dad do for a living?
My dad had his own business. He was in the kitchen cabinet and appliance
business. All right, so your dad had his own business. He was in the kitchen cabinet and appliance business. Did you ever go to work with your dad?
Oh, many times, yeah.
Uh-huh. How young were you when you would go to work with your dad?
Oh, 5 or 6 years old.
Uh-huh. What do you remember observing, and how did that make you feel?
He was a hard worker. He was a deal closer. He liked getting things. He was persistent. I mean, he didn't give up, and he got the account, and he did it, and, he came home late at night a lot, but, we used to wait up for him. But, I saw somebody who was really hardworking, and I think that's where I got my work ethic.
By the way, you mentioned two words. You mentioned he was a deal closer and persistent. It sounds like your middle name's deal closer and persistent. It sounds like you're a lot like your father, huh? Yeah. Uh-huh. And you mentioned that you, at one point, you were doing some work for him. What kind of work were you doing with
him? Oh, I used to come in and, file or put papers away, and he was sort of had papers everywhere, and, I used to straighten them out, and I've sort of become the father's daughter now.
What do you mean?
I have a lot of papers.
Uh-huh. So what did you learn doing that? What did you learn doing that filing?
Well, I kind of saw what he did, and, it was just... I saw how hard he worked, but I saw the results, and I saw that hard work brought results.
Did you understand what he was doing?
I think I did as I got older.
Uh-huh. So you weren't just going in and not paying attention or not understanding. You were really trying to understand the whole thing.
And I like to answer the phone for him, too.
No. How old were you when you were answering the telephone?
Oh, probably 7, 8, 9.
And you were talking to his clients?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't that make him fearful and worried?
No, I think I sort of had his personality. You know, I like to talk to people.
Oh, my gosh. And you were just picking up the telephone and talking to his clients,
well,
huh?
Well, I do say he's on the line. He'll be right with you. But
okay, so what is that? What's the personality trait that you were exhibiting then, and what's that have to do with your success?
Well, I've always liked people, and you know, I think I wasn't afraid of people. It taught me not to be afraid of people, and you know, how to get things done.
If Dad was around now, is Dad still around?
No.
If Dad was still around nowadays, how do you think he'd feel about what you're doing now?
Oh, he was very proud of me. You know, he was with me. He's been dead 17 years, but. Uh-huh.
You think he'd be surprised?
No, I think
why?
I think he, you know, I was his favorite.
Uh-oh, wait a minute, we're going to cause trouble here, okay. So he wouldn't be surprised, though. He saw you on the telephone at 8 years old talking to his
No,
client.
I mean, I think he kind of taught me what I learned to do. But
uh-huh. What did Mom do for a living?
My mom was a homemaker, and she was worked on a lot of charitable boards, and she was a very kind person and very patient person, you know. My dad worked late hours, but she was always up waiting for to have dinner with him.
All right, so what did Mom teach you about business?
She just taught me, you know, to be caring and to listen. My mom was a great listener, and I think in the business that I am, it's important to really listen to people and to understand what they're
looking
for.
What are you talking
for.
About? You're selling real estate. Why do you have to listen to people? I don't understand that.
You have to find out what they want and what they like. It's about what they want, and we kind of deliver that.
Wait a minute. I thought what you were doing was selling their house. What's that mean with they? What are you talking about here?
Well, you've got to find out what they like and they dislike and where they want to be and what they want their children to have. And
okay, I can understand that's with the buyer. Is that true with the seller also?
Well, the seller, you've got to kind of help them in the whole process to get the house ready and accommodate them and their lifestyle. Everybody's different.
Wait a minute. You're telling me you just don't sell the house? You got to get the house ready? What are you talking about there?
Oh, we spend a lot of time in staging and preparation, and we meet people, turn on the lights, and take them all through. And
oh my gosh, there's a lot to this. It sounds to me like there's, I can understand why there's constant improvement here. There's so many moving pieces to
it. Right,
you got
to keep everybody happy, the sellers and the buyers, and your friends, the agents.
And your friends, so you're telling me that on one hand, you're competitive, but on the other hand, you're cooperative?
You have to learn to get along with everybody in this business.
How'd you learn that lesson?
I think I saw my father do it.
Huh. You think you how would you have seen your father do that? What do you mean?
Well, you know, he'd be somebody beating him up about the price or this or that, but at the end of the day, everybody has to be kind of win, and everybody has to be happy. It's the same thing in negotiating real estate. You just can't always be the winner. Everybody's got to be a little bit happy at the end of the day.
So you're telling me that, all right, here it is. I wrote a note down here. Your father, you told us your father was a deal closer and persistent. So you're telling me the way that he was able to close a deal, the way that you're able to close a deal is to make sure that everybody wins?
Everybody has to feel like they won at the end of the day.
Huh. I don't read that in the newspapers. I read about people suing people and, you know, people winning and people losing. But you're telling me that in order to make a deal work, you've learned the art of making everybody feel like they've got something out of it.
Yes.
Huh. And you like doing that stuff. You like pulling everybody together?
No, I enjoy the business and the people and the relationships that I've made over the years.
Uh-huh. So you've been doing this for how many years? 32 years, huh?
And I have a daughter in the business, and that's...
I was just going to ask you, married or single?
I was a widow at 52.
I'm sorry to hear that. What's the similarity between being a realtor and a mom?
I think the realtor's like a mom. She cares for all her clients. Sometimes I might have cared for my clients more than I cared for my kids, but they understand it now. The one works for me and the other's in the banking business, so they understand.
So you're working with your daughter?
My youngest daughter has been with me for 16 years.
Your youngest daughter has been with you for 16 years?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Does she do things identically the same way
no,
you do things?
No, we're very different, but we each have our good points, and it's very nice to have somebody in the family, in the business. You kind of know they're going to take care of it. For you.
So you know that she's got your back.
Yes.
And she followed through with stuff. But yet, even though she's different than you, you really have a respect for how she compliments you in terms of the team.
Yes. She's very smart and she's very loyal. And I have six team members and an assistant. She kind of watches out for everybody.
Wait a minute. You have what?
I have 16 members and an assistant.
You're not doing this yourself.
I used to, but my team has grown throughout the years.
How young were you when you started building teams?
I think I've had a team for 20 years.
But how about as a kid, 8 to 14? I mean, it sounded to me like you won this regatta, you know, this yacht thing. It sounds like you were, like, winning alone.
No, we sailed in age groups, you know, we sailed boys and girls together, you know, and they were our friends, but we all went out there to win at the finish line.
So it sounds just like the realtors you're dealing with. You know, even though you're competing with them, even though you were competing with the other folks racing these boats.
You don't win every race and you don't get every deal, but you keep a good relationship with people.
Oh my gosh, that's really your nature. I mean, I can see that. It's loud and clear. It's like, you know, you want to make, it goes back to what you were talking about, how do you close the deal? Everybody's got to win. And it sounds to me like you want that to happen with your peers as well.
That's right. Yeah. No, you want to have a good working relationship, not only your customers, but with your peers, because you're going to see your peers over and over again.
Well, you're a pretty wise lady. What's the website address for your organization?
My website is addymcgowan.com, and you can find me on my Facebook business page at the Addy McGowan Team.
How do you spell that?
Addy, A-D-Y, mm-hmm. McGowan, M-C, capital G-O-W-A-N.
Mm-hmm. And this is, we've been speaking with Addy McGowan, realtor at Berkshire Hathaway Fox Roach. Back in a moment, right after this break.
Ooh, you did a great job.
You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. We're back, and this is Herb Cohen with Joanne McBride, realtor of Berkshire Hathaway Fox Roach. And Joanne, what is Berkshire Hathaway Fox Roach? What do you do for a living?
I'm a realtor.
Uh-huh. And what, tell me a little bit more about that. What's that mean? What do you do?
Well, I help people find the home of their dreams. Mm-hmm. And I actually have 4 or 5 people that work with me, and we work mm-hmm. together trying to make that happen. Folks mm-hmm. are always covered. Mm-hmm. And
where you
we
from
really
originally?
Enjoy it.
Where you from originally?
I'm from the Roanhurst area of Philadelphia.
All right. That was originally like row houses in Philadelphia, wasn't it, Roanhurst? Or were they single-family homes?
I grew up in a big house that my grandmother's.
All
she
right.
had a bar right next door.
And how many brothers and sisters do you have?
There's 7 of us all together.
Uh-huh. And where are you in the pecking order?
My sister and I are 5th and 6th.
What do you mean you're 5th and 6th?
Well, I'm a twin.
I see. And tell us about your role in the family.
Well, I sort of ran the show as mm-hmm. best I could.
Give us an example of that 8 to 14, how I would know that.
Well, you know, whenever my brothers had a problem or an issue or what should they wear, where should they go, mm-hmm. it seemed like they always came to me.
Uh-huh.
Because, as my kids say, I'm a control freak.
Uh-huh. What was the thing about your brothers going on dates or something? What was that story?
Yeah. As I said, they didn't know what to wear. Mm-hmm. They didn't know where to go.
They would look to you or you would give
them
your opinion, huh?
Quite a bit older.
Uh-huh. So what kind of sports did you play as a kid?
I played basketball, uh-huh. and I swam.
Uh-huh. What was your role on the basketball team?
I was the captain of the team. Uh-huh. And
Were you the best player? Is that the reason you were
no,
the captain?
No, I was not the best player. I never shot.
why'd they make you the captain?
Because I was the glue that kept everybody together, and they
whoa,
trusted.
Wait. What was that? You were the glue that kept everything together. What do you mean by that?
Well, if I could get an image of what people were doing, then I could translate into what we should do. And that sort of came naturally to me.
Tell me more about that, and tell me if that applies to what you're doing nowadays.
It does. It does very much, because when we listen to people, what they're looking for, and when they want to sell their house, and how do they do it, and what are the suggestions that we have. I work together with everybody in my group to make sure that we give them a really solid chance mm-hmm. at selling their house.
And you mentioned you played basketball, and you also mentioned you were on the swim team.
I was a swimmer.
Uh-huh. What was were you a part of the team? Were you
I was a backstroke swimmer, and I was a diver.
Uh-huh. So what was your effect on that team? What was your role on the team?
I was captain of that team.
Were you really?
Yeah.
That's 2 in a row. Why did they make you the captain of that
team?
I don't know.
I think because they saw how much I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Hit my head on the diving board one time.
What did you enjoy about the being the captain of the swimming team?
I actually liked the team. It was a team sport, even though I swam a stroke of my own. Mm-hmm. You know, you had relays, and you had to make. I was interested in winning. Always.
So you really enjoyed, you know, organizing the team to win. And how young were you when you started making money?
I was, I think, 10.
Mm-hmm. And what were you doing?
Selling orange juice on the Atlantic City Boardwalk.
You were 10 years old, and on the Atlantic City Boardwalk, you were selling juice. Whose idea was that to go start making money at 10 years old?
My parents, especially my father.
Uh-huh. Why was that their idea? What was going on?
Because they didn't want us just hanging around. We lived on the bay and, you know, just hanging around. They would prefer that we do something productive.
So that your dad wanted you to be productive at the age of 10 and you started selling orange juice on the Atlantic City Boardwalk. All right. Does that need to be productive permeate who you are nowadays?
I think so.
What do you mean?
It gives me an opportunity to do something that I can win at. And I like winning.
So you like winning.
I'm very competitive.
Yeah, you like working.
Mm-hmm.
Does work feel like work to you?
No.
What do you mean?
Never.
What do you mean?
Wait a minute.
What time do you start with your emails? Or what time do you wake up and start working in the morning?
I don't sleep past 6 ever.
Uh-huh. What time
but
do you
I
go
know
to
when s- I put my feet on the ground
uh-huh.
that I'm going to be running.
What time all do you go to long. Sleep at night? What time do you stop working at night?
10. 11.
You're putting in really long days. You don't think that feels like work?
No.
Why?
Not at all. Because I love it. I love what I do.
What are you talking about? What do you love about what you do?
I love it. I just love being with the people and meeting new people every day. And we do meet people every day.
Uh-huh.
And they're all different personalities, and they all have different needs. Some of them are nicer than others.
Uh-huh.
But I work at bringing out the best in all of them.
Wait a minute. I thought you were in the business of selling houses. You're telling me you're in the business of bringing out the best in people?
Yes, I mean, they you can't sell a house if the people don't trust you. So my favorite saying is they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Tell me what's behind that.
And as soon
as
I get that across, then they trust anything I say, anything I do, because they know that I'm going to be totally honest with them. I've told people not to buy that house, and they're like, no, we're buying it. No. You're not. And when they find the house they should buy, they're totally aware of what I was talking about.
So, I mean, I read the newspapers, and why would you tell somebody not to buy a house if it's in your own best interest to make the commission? Why would you do that?
Because I don't think it's the right house for them.
So you're going to be honest with your clients?
I get very involved.
But that can cost you money. You're gonna lose commissions that way.
No, they'll buy something else. And they'll refer me to somebody else.
You're more concerned about the long-term effect of a relationship than making some short-term money?
I can't tell you how many people I've just sold this year that I sold them houses 22 years ago, 23 years ago. I get a tremendous amount of repeat business.
So you're telling me honesty is the best policy, huh?
Yep.
And that's one of the... How long have you been in business? How long have you been
doing
this?
Over 30 years.
And you have repeat clients because of your philosophy about make sure they know how much you care and be honest with them.
Exactly.
Do your clients refer you other clients?
Oh, yes. Yes,
definitely. Why do they do that?
Because they know that I can be trusted, and I work really hard, really, really hard. And and my daughter is my partner, and she works hard also.
Huh. So you guys
not
really
as hard as I do, but she
so
does.
You guys really enjoy what you're doing. What's your website address?
JoanneMcBride.com.
JoanneMcBride.com. We've been speaking with
Joanne. We're on Facebook also, and LinkedIn and
all right. This is Herb Cohen. So far today we've been talking with Betsy and Sarah Hamilton, as well as Selma Glansberg, then Addie McGowan, and most recently Joanne McBride, realtors with Berkshire Hathaway Fox Roach. And my co-hosts have been Rob Lale and Ed Bogus from Light Movers. What is the website address of Light Movers, please?
Mm-hmm. Lightmovers.com.
How do you spell that?
Mm-hmm. LITEMOVERS.com.
All right. Lightmovers.com. And don't forget to visit our website. It's executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. I'd like to thank our listening audience for listening, because without you, we wouldn't have a radio show. Again, don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. And have a nice day. Bye-bye. We just nailed the show. Good. Excellent.